Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
But the whole dramatics of Friday, and you probably knew what I was at Saturday and Sunday. I'd vocalised just how busy I was. Fionnuala, I did not know what you were going doing this weekend past for the Maybank holiday weekend.
Trip to Limerick for the night. But it was because himself as a runner, there was a big run on in Limerick on Sunday, and that is why accommodation is hard got in Limerick and its surrounds for the weekend of the Great Limerick Run. So he had booked it since last year, right? Because a lot of people go down, do the run, and when they're leaving, they say, okay, I'll just actually book in for next year. Now, he wasn't quite that organised, but it was done, I would say, since 2025, this right. booking. But accommodation in short supply. I have to take some responsibility in this. I didn't commit to joining him until the last couple of weeks.
Right.
So I was not involved in booking this accommodation.
Okay, we're starting to hear where this is going.
Turned up at the place. And yeah, initial thoughts, not great. Pulled into the car park. It was the car park for the venue. I wouldn't call it an official car park by any means.
Stone lay-by.
There was a dog tied up in the car park.
Oh, God.
Which we've talked about dogs. I don't like to see dogs tied up. A, because I think, you know, they should be able to run around a bit and have a bit of freedom. B, I'm wondering, why are you tied up? Like, are you going to attack me? Anyway, get in the door. And when we're led to the accommodation by the very friendly owner, I will give him that, he's a very friendly man. First of all, not smelling the freshest.
Right.
Okay? We go through a door that leads up to a stairs where we're told we're going to go for the accommodation. There's another door over to our right and it's closed. But I can hear something coming from behind the door. It's the closest I can get to it. And I know in and of itself a laugh track isn't that creepy. But there was something about the pitch of the laugh track and the fact that it appeared to be on some sort of a loop. What are they watching in there? So make it up to the room. Can still hear the laugh track because we turned out to be above the room where it was being watched. That was just unsettling. Think the worst part of it was then revealed that we were in a shared bathroom situation.
All right.
It had been advertised as an ensuite, booked on the premise of it being an ensuite. It was not. We were the furthest room away from the shared bathroom. It was down the end of a musty hallway, let's be honest. And the towels were not left in each room. When I was like, oh, there's no towels left out. They were all left in the shared bathroom on a rack. But why I'm torn is this place had a rating of 8.3 on a popular booking app that was used to book it. 8.3, which I would say is a very decent rating.
There are 4-star hotels that would be happy to have an 8.3 rating, whereas this was some sort of B&B shack that you booked.
It was someone's house. Now, like at the end of the... And sorry, by the way, I do feel compelled to say it actually wasn't an Airbnb. When I say it's someone's house, it actually wasn't. It was being set up as a venue for accommodation. To say I was frantically online searching Hotels Limerick tonight would be an understatement. My option was Dromoland Castle, which would be quite at the higher end of accommodation prices. And that was going to set me back more hundreds than I wanted to splash out in accommodation or could be in a position to. But I come back to the question, should I review this place? Because when I really look at it, the room was perfectly clean. It hadn't been interior design upgraded since about 1975, but it was clean.
So you believe it doesn't deserve this 8.3 rating it has?
No, certainly not.
And you want to know, should you contribute to lowering that rating of this poor, I'm going to assume, elderly gentleman's shack that he is trying to rent out to unsuspecting runners and travellers?
Because then when you look at the bathroom, there was also no... The window was a normal window. Now, granted, it was on a second floor.
What is a normal window? Unfrosted.
Unfrosted. And that meant I wanted to wash my hair the night before because we had an early start Sunday. And I was like, there's no way I'm getting into that shower with no blind over the window, an unfrosted window. Who could be looking up at you
so
from the street below?
Limerick shack, perfect for perverts to look in at unsuspecting men or women washing their hair. Should Fionnuala review or stay silent? What are your thoughts? 087-1-102-107. Are you a reviewer yourself? Johnny wants to know what star rating you would give it.
Oh, would I even push it to a 2? I'd give it a, yeah, I'd allow it a 2. Because as I said, the room itself was clean.
Okay.
And the bathroom wasn't the worst, but that grouting had not seen any sort of a cleaner in Manny's the year.
Ava, on a similar vein, but Ava saying, I will only review a place if it's 3 stars or above. I feel giving a 2 or a 1 star could damage the reputation of the place, and I don't want that power.
See, that is the thing. I clearly don't want to do anybody's business any harm, but I think if you go on to a booking app for sorting accommodation and you see an 8.3 rating, I just think that should mean something.
Yeah.
And that's not what the experience I had was over the weekend.
Yeah, if you booked a 4-star place, or sorry, not a 4-star, a 4 out of 10 rating place, then you know yourself what you're going into. If you're booking an 8.3 and you go into a shack, essentially, then yeah, you should have calls for, this is lies.
Should I review? Are you a reviewer? What are we thinking? Being honest or just letting it go?
Dave and Fionnuala
with Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.